אתם עם SBS בעברית.
A few weeks ago, I reported to our listeners about the backlog in passports applications in Israel. It's impossible. You have to wait 3, 4, 5 months to get a new passport or to renew your passport in Israel. And I especially reported it because Israel allowed people to travel with Australian passport if your Israeli passport expire and you hold if you are a dual citizen and you've got two passports, an Israeli one and Australian, you were allowed to travel with the Australian passport to Israel if your passport, Israeli passport, is not valid any longer, because it's impossible to renew it in a short time. It seems that post-pandemic problems are the same all over the world, because passport renewal, new passports, are a problem also in Australia. And there is a growing frustration at passport offices across the country with no end to the application backlog inside. Pre-pandemic, there were around, 7,000 to 9,000 applications daily, while this week, so a daily record, and I'm talking about a daily record of almost 17,000 applications that been received. So international borders may have reopened, but thousands remain stuck on ground as they wait for their passport to be issued. And around the country, many are frustrated as they wait in queues at passport offices for hours. And SBS spoke to a few of those who have been waiting for the passport many months now.
I've called and called and there's no answer. So I gave up and just came here.
But you can't get through on the phones, so you have to come down and sit in queue and things. So, yeah.
How long have you been in the queue so far today?
How long, Oliver? 4 hours? 4 or 5 hours, yeah.
I have processed an application, about 9.5 weeks ago. And I'm starting to get a little nervous and stressed, so I thought I'd line up today.
Srinit Kulagang applied for a passport for his 6-year-old son in early May. We're talking about early May, ahead of family holiday later this year. But on the 1st of June, his father-in-law unexpectedly died in India, and he and his wife never had the chance to say goodbye.
I was really hoping I could see him one last time and pay the final respects and also support my wife. You know, in this situation, a lot of things going on, and if I were there, I could help them out. And I'm here, helpless, sitting in a line all day. That's all I can do.
Well, his passport was finally issued, and he says that he's relieved that now they can at least attend the funeral.
The struggle I had to go through in the last few days to get it, and now, you know, another struggle to go there and be, but yeah, it you know, finally relieved to get it so that I can finally travel and be with my family again.
The Assistant Minister for Foreign Affairs, Tim Watts, has described as unacceptable the current delays in passport applications and long wait to get in touch with the passport office. He says the government is working with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to urgently fix the situation by increasing the number of processing and call center staff. Mr. Watts went on saying that the problem was predictable, and it is the result of the previous government dropping the ball and failing to properly plan for the surge in passport applications when the borders reopened. The opposition's Foreign Affairs spokesman, Simon Birmingham, has told Sydney Radio that there were extra resources deployed into some of the system. So if you need to travel to Israel, please check your passport, or if you need to travel overseas, and if you hold only an Israeli passport, and if you have to fly, even change your flights in America, you have a problem. because you need to get a visa even to be at the airport in America to change your flight. So before you book any flight, if it goes via the US, check if you can actually fly via the US and check your flights and check the validity of your passport. And even if your passport is due to expire next year, I would suggest that you start looking at applying for a new passport.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.